A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. The Lord honors a father in his children and upholds the rights of a mother over his sons. Whoever respects his father is atoning for his sins. He who honors his mother is like someone amassing a fortune. Whoever respects his father will be happy with children of his own. He shall be heard on the day when he prays. Long life comes to him who honors his father. He who sets his mother at ease is showing obedience to the Lord. My son, support your father in his old age. Do not grieve him during his life. Even if his mind should fail, show him sympathy. Do not despise him in your health and strength. For kindness to a father shall not be forgotten, but will serve as a reparation for your sins. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. You are God's chosen race, his saints. He loves you, and you should be clothed in sincere compassion, in kindness and humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with one another. Forgive each other as soon as a quarrel begins. The Lord has forgiven you. Now you must do the same. Over all these clothes, to keep them together and complete them, put on love. And may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts, because it is for this that you were called together as parts of one body. Always be thankful. Let the message of Christ in all its richness find a home with you. Teach each other and advise each other in all wisdom. With gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and hymns and inspired songs to God, and never say or do anything except in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, give way to your husbands as you should in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and treat them with gentleness. Children, be obedient to your parents always, because that is what will please the Lord. Parents, never drive your children to resentment, or you will make them feel frustrated. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Every year the parents of Jesus used to go to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up for the feast as usual. When they were on their way home after the feast, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem without his parents knowing it. They assumed he was with the caravan, and it was only after a day's journey that they went to look for him among their relations and acquaintances. When they failed to find him, they went back to Jerusalem looking for him everywhere. 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting among the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were astounded at his intelligence and his replies. They were overcome when they saw him. And his mother said to him, "My child, why have you done this to us? See how worried your father and I have been looking for you." "Why were you looking for me?" he replied. "Did you not know that I must be busy with my father's affairs?" But they did not understand what he meant. He then went down with them and came to Nazareth and lived under their authority. His mother stored all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and men. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends, on this feast, of Holy Family, we are offering all our families, our own family, the church as a family, community as a family, at the altar of the Lord. As today, we are coming close to the 2018, we thank God for all that we have received, up and downs. Many of our beloved have been taken to God, to the eternal bosom of the Lord. Many newborn babies. At the same time, in this Mass, we pray for a new year, 2019. That's why the Church always celebrates the Feast of the Holy Family. Actually, more than me, you all know what family is. What difficulty, and also what happiness. Married life and the family life is the best, happiest institution that He has created by the Lord. But sometimes the first year of marriage, the man speaks and the woman listens. The second year, the woman speaks and the man listens. And in the third year, they both speak and the neighbors listen. So the marriage life, it goes. It is really the gospel. What we heard is the fifth joyful mystery in the Holy Rosary. It said about child Jesus was going with the parents to the temple, Jerusalem, at the age of 12, and he stayed there discussing with the Pharisees and Sadducees in the Sanhedrin. 12 is a perfect year for a Jewish. For a Jewish, at the age of 12, he became the son of the law. He is very independent in front of the law. That's why Jesus is now free to talk and discuss with the people. They might have traveled at the time of Jesus, the distance between maybe 60 miles they might have traveled. But when the way back, they found Jesus missing. We come back to the Bible. The history of salvation is the history of family. Or I would better say, the salvation history is the history of the story of the family. Man is created as a family because he is created in the image and the likeness of God. He is created in Trinity. So the human existence is nothing other than the family. The God is a family, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of family. Coming to the New Testament, Jesus born in the family. The first miracle happened in the family. The first healing happened in the family. The Bible ends with the story of the family. Chapter 21, the wedding celebration, the bride and bridegroom. The whole history of the Bible is the history of the family. Family has such a beautiful, the most blessed institution is family. And if you just go through the first chapters of Genesis, chapter 2, when the feminine nature was missing, the man wasn't happy. The man was happy only when the feminine nature was there, because it was willed by God, created by God. The first institution and the first institution of the society, and it is the everlasting institution. Sometimes we have to apologize that the church hasn't paid enough theologically as well as sociologically enough space for family and upbringing the families. The Bible says the family has four roles. The first one is to create a communion of life and love. The second one, the church, the family's role towards the church. The third one, family has a regenerating purpose. And the fourth one, family has a sociological nature as well. Actually, the Bible doesn't speak, especially the Old Testament, does not speak very categorically the nature of the family. The only term that denotes the family is bethab, the Hebrew term. That does mean it is the house of the father. If the family has a holy structure, the love has a holy structure as well. The family love has a holy structure as well. Parents, children, we all have an each important role. I do not elaborate, want to speak in a very random way. Just to bring your attention, 10 things. 10 very important things into your mind. In order to bring a happy family life, tell the expectations, share the expectations each other. The couples need to share the expectations each other, because family has a structure, it has an identity, it has a role. Therefore, parents, couples, tell the expectations each other. The second one, do not blame each other. Don't blame each other the past thing. It doesn't serve anything. The funny thing, it says, my husband and I divorced over religious differences because he thought he was God and I did not. So the second thing is, do not blame each other and discuss the thing when it is a very good time for you. Not discuss everything every time. Discuss when it is very comfortable for each other. And the third one, I would say, do everything without getting back. Would it be better to say, do the things without expecting any gift. Do think that you don't get it back, because we are doing for the families. And the fourth one I would say, do every day some good things for your partner and children. If you can do something for your partner every day, at least something, the family would grow. Because we need to do. A couple was being interviewed on their golden wedding anniversary. In all that time, did you ever consider divorce? That was the question placed. And the couple said, no, we haven't thought of divorce. And the wife very gently said, I thought of not divorce, but murder sometimes, but never divorce. And the fifth one, spend little time with the elders, if possible. And also it is needed to keep what the elders have said to us. And the sixth one would be, do not entertain our negative emotions by saying the old things. Forgiveness is vital to our emotional and spiritual health. Those who do not forgive in the family are physically, emotionally, spiritually ill people. Therefore, we don't entertain the old things in the families. And the seventh would be, look at your children's eyes for a couple of minutes every day. If the husband or the wife permits, look at them, their eyes. You don't speak much. Through looking at their eyes, you say everything. Hold the hands of the partner a couple of minutes every day. Sit together. That brings the family happiness. And the eighth would be, say at least a goodness of your partner every day. So that he or she feels worthiness. And the next one, we work for the family and not for self. And the tenth would be, pray little every day. Read the Bible. Start the day with the Bible. We pray for the families. We ask Lord Jesus, if there is something mistake from my part I have done, forgiveness is needed.